traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Start your engine!
Here comes driver number 9, Shane Van Gisbergen. He's got everybody behind him.
They already have a gap. Back to a door-to-door battle between Sam Mayer and Jesse Love.
Sam Mayer trying to make a little bit of a move there as we watch Connor Zillage right on his bumper.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Bet Rivers 200 from Dover Motor Speedway. Now, here are Brad Gilley and Mark Garrow.
Good afternoon and welcome to the first state of Delaware at the Monster Mile for the Bet Rivers 200. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow. We're going to introduce you to our pit reporters, Brett McMillan and Heather DeBow, as well as the man who will help us call the lap-by-lap, Pat Patterson. Mark, earlier, Cup qualifying and practice rained out. Now we look at the skies completely the opposite here in Delaware.
You wouldn't know it because right now, blue skies, a lot of sunshine, everything basically picture perfect. NASCAR, all the track officials been out there, done a great job in drying the racetrack, and we are good to go after an ugly start to the afternoon.
Yeah, we've had a couple of good race weekends that we witnessed. Last week, it was Connor Zillage beating Shane Van Gisbergen at Sonoma Raceway. Today, we are here on the concrete and the Monster Mile. So many more storylines to talk about. So many different drivers to talk to. 200 laps here in the Bet Rivers 200. We're going to introduce you to some of those starting drivers when we come back here at Dover Motor Speedway.
The Bet Rivers 200 from Dover Motor Speedway is presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, today's race here at Dover Motor Speedway. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, your RV, your boat, your ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to the Monster Mile in Dover, Delaware. We're getting ready for the Bet Rivers 200 Xfinity Series race. We have two pit reporters this afternoon, Heather DeBow and Brett McMillan.
And Mark, I'm here with Nick Sanchez, absolutely on a roll. Three straight top fives coming in here, but this is your first Dover experience. What's your impression after practice and qualifying?
Yeah, it's a fun place, right? Any track that, you know, you have a good sensation of speed, I love, right? You know, and this is one of those tracks that it feels fast, and that's fun as a race car driver. But, yeah, it's a challenging place, right? It's like a really big and fast Bristol. So, yeah, I think we have a really good car. Obviously, we started up front in clean air, so just keep it out there.
All right, you're starting on the outside front row. Let's go to Heather DeBow.
And we'll be catching up with more drivers here, but a lot of them just walk into the intro stage. I can catch up with Christian Eckes, who's sitting here right now. So, Christian, getting ready for this race here at Dover, the Monster Mile. What can we expect out of you and that 16 team today?
I'm not sure yet. We qualified pretty terribly. Obviously, 31st is not what we were hoping for, but I was fairly happy with our car in practice, and, just didn't have a good qualifying effort, I guess. So, I don't know. We'll give it our best today. We wholesaled our campers in Chevy after practice, and, we'll see what happens.
All right, Christian Eckes will be putting on a show for the fans here early. Brett McMillan.
I'm here with LeVar Scott making his first Xfinity start today, and this is a home race for you. You're from just down the road, right?
Yeah, I'm only about 45, 50 minutes from here, so it's definitely home race. And to make my debut here is with Fox Tech Alpha Prime Mongoose Power Solutions. It's very special.
All right, this is a tough place to make a debut. How exciting is this, and how challenging is it to make a debut on the concrete?
It's tough for sure, but we're all race car drivers, right? We all have to adapt in different situations. This is one of them. So I feel really confident. I don't really feel nervous. I'm just going out there and learn and try my best.
All right, I think you surprised a lot of people in qualifying, starting in the 22nd spot. Heather DeBow.
And Harrison Burton, one of those drivers that's on the bubble. You're going up against your cousin Jeb for those spots, but to be above or below that cut line. But today, more importantly, this monster of a beast of a one-mile track. How do you feel going into today's event?
Yeah, I feel decent. You know, I was really, really nervous about our practice. We struggled pretty bad. Made a lot of adjustments to the Morton Buildings Ford Mustang and got good in qualifying. I thought we qualified pretty decently and just a little bit tight in qualifying. So hopefully we'll race well, and we'll see if the adjustments we made going into qualifying carry to the race well. And yeah, definitely got to beat our cousin Jeb, right? We got to have those bragging rights.
All right, that's Harrison Burton, who will roll off ninth today. Brett?
All right, Brandon Jones standing here back getting ready. You got a lot of experience here in the concrete starting fourth today. What's the biggest challenge of this place?
Well, first thing that comes to mind is just how hot, thick, and muggy it is out here. I wouldn't say never, but we haven't experienced a hot track like this at Dover in a while. I think last year was a different time of the year. It was a lot cooler out, so hot, slick racetrack. It's going to be green. We had a rain shower come through, but it's all gone and sunshine's out. So I'm expecting the track to take a lot of rubber. I think you're going to see two lanes really become dominant, the bottom, and then that third lane, guys are going to eventually move up and try to find some speed. But I have a feeling the race is going to be still one on the bottom. So trying to be versatile, this afternoon. We've got a really, really fast GR Super number 20. We got Schultz and Menards on our race car this evening, so I'm excited to go to battle for those guys and hopefully get our first mile. I've been close here so many times, a lot of seconds. Just haven't figured out how to close the gap to get first place, but hopefully today's the day.
Yeah, it comes with one of those great trophies of Miles the Monster, Heather DeBoe.
I'm sure another driver who would like to get that monster here is William Sawalich, who's coming off of a career-best finish for you at Sonoma of third. So how do you carry that momentum into today?
Yeah, I think that momentum is just going to help our team as a whole. And we had really good speed in practice today. Our sound gear Geo Super was as fast as Xfinity Mobile. And even in qualifying, I kind of slipped up a little bit. We still have a good starting position with obviously spots to gain on the start there.
All right, that's William Sawalich, who will roll off eighth today.
All right, thank you very much, Heather. Thank you very much, Brett. Last week at Sonoma Raceway, William Sawalich, to Heather DeBoe's point, he won the ARCA West race and then had a nice top three finish in the Xfinity Series race as well. You know, a young kid who's come in here with a lot behind him, a lot of success in ARCA, and just for numerous reasons actually struggled so far this season. But an eighth-place starting spot, and he says we kind of missed it a little bit in qualifying. Maybe there's some potential today for that 18 Toyota Supra.
Well, you certainly hope that last week was a turnaround period for William Sawalich. I mean, because what we've seen early in the season, quite frankly, there were times I'm going, he's making the same mistake again, 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 and just wondering what was going on. But he put together a great weekend at Sonoma, and you kind of hope that that's the platform that he kind of builds on and keeps moving up. He comes here, he qualifies eighth. The fact that he qualified eighth and he's disappointed, as you talked about, again, a step forward for William Sawalich.
Hey, look, the theme recently in the Xfinity Series has been Junior Motorsports. Maybe Joe Gibbs Racing here set to raise their hand today and put a Toyota in victory lane. We're going to find out. We've got more of our pre-race coming up from Dover right after this.
For the second year, Bet Rivers is the entitlement sponsor for today's Xfinity race at Dover Motor Speedway. And I'm here with Dan O'Toole, brand ambassador for Bet Rivers. Dan, how excited are you for today's events here at Dover Motor Speedway?
If you don't get excited for seeing drivers start your engines, then you need to be put into a hospital and have your pulse checked, because it is the greatest thrill, the greatest honor, and the greatest joy, especially to do it at the Monster Mile.
Dan, what has this relationship with Speedway Motorsports and Dover Motor Speedway been like for Bet Rivers?
It has been fantastic. Any chance that you get to partner with NASCAR and be a small part of it is just magical for a company, because the NASCAR fan base is the most devoted fan base in all of sport.
Dan, what can we look for from Bet Rivers in the upcoming months and through the rest of 2025?
If you ever visit Bet Rivers, you will find award-winning customer service. There's nothing like it. The interaction, the gameplay, it is phenomenal. It is top-notch. It is award-winning. And all I can say is we continue to strive for advancement in our technology, in our customer service, in our fan relations. And that's all part of being part of racing, too, is just to extend our name brand, our recognition, and to show people, hey, we're out here.
PRN and Speedway Motorsports would like to thank Bet Rivers for their continued support here at Dover Motor Speedway.
More pre-race coming up from the Monster Mile. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to the Monster Mile for today's Bet Rivers 200 NASCAR Xfinity Series race alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. And Mark, as we look ahead to this race, several storylines to talk about. One of them, the most recent driver in victory lane, Connor Zilich, with a big win over Shane Van Gisbergen at Sonoma Raceway. But Connor Zilich has also proven to us this year he is not just a road racer. He can also succeed on ovals, as he did with the victory at Pocono.
Well, he is certainly the hottest driver right now on the Xfinity Series. After he sat out Texas because of that back injury, he has seven straight top five finishes, includes wins at Pocono, Sonoma, runner-up runs at Charlotte, Nashville, and Chicago, fourth at Atlanta, fifth in Mexico City. He's led seven races in a row. His average finish over that span is 2.4. And after Texas, Zilich was 12th in the standings, minus 172 points. He's now climbed to fourth, minus 69. So he's made progress all over the map.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes. I'm not sure how big a one, though. Justin Allgaier on top. Sam Mayer, who hasn't won yet, is currently second in the regular season standings, 163 points above the cut line. Austin Hill, Connor Zilich, as I mentioned, fourth. Jesse Love, they're the top five in the regular standings. Carson Quapel, currently sixth. He's plus 90. Sheldon Creed, running eighth, is plus 54. Then it gets a little tight down near the bottom of the cut line. Taylor Gray, currently 11th, plus 22. Jeb Burton, 12th, plus 16 over his cousin Harrison Burton.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the storylines among that, at the top of the standings, Justin Allgaier hit the wall in qualifying. He's got some damage to the right side of that car. We'll catch up with him coming up here shortly. At the bottom of the standings, Taylor Gray, who is plus 22, well, they failed pre-race inspection twice yesterday, and next week at Indy they will lose their pit stall selection. Today they had a crew member ejected from that team, but again, he's still plus 22, and I feel like recently in that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota Supra, Taylor Gray's been climbing up, up, and up. It's only a matter of time.
I totally agree with that. He is certainly trending in the right direction. Also trending in the right direction here at Dover, Ryan Truex is trying to win for the third straight time here at Dover. Only one other driver has done that here. That's Joey Logano. He won four races on the Xfinity side in a row, sweeping both 2012 and the 2013 races. Most recent driver to win three in a row at a single track, Austin Hill at Atlanta. And 21 drivers, believe it or not, in Xfinity Series history, have won three in a row at a single track, and that feat has been accomplished 33 times.
And for Ryan Truex, 2 years ago, dominated in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Last year in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, led the overtime restart. Only the final two laps of the race, but a win is a win, and he certainly took that checkered flag today. Still in a Toyota Supra, driving for Sam Hunt Racing. Would be great to see if they could do big things. Those are just some of the storylines we're looking forward to today in the Bet Rivers 200 here at Dover Motor Speedway.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, ZMAX, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's ZMAX Micro Lubricant.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to... across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Are you curious what drivers talk about during the race? Well, you can purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Stop by and see Racing Electronics in the vendor area today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. And when you're at the track and want to hear the Performance Racing Network or the Motor Racing Network broadcast, you can tune in to us on frequency 454.2000. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We're back in Dover, Delaware at the Monster Mile, getting ready for the 20th Xfinity Series race in 2025, the Bet Rivers 200. The view from the turns is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. In the turns for us, I guess we have one person, two turns, and he is a lonesome soldier right now up there in turn number three. Hey, Pat Patterson.
Oh, but I am so happy that that sun is shining. 85 degrees out here. Happy race day, everybody. Welcome to the Monster Mile. Yes, we'll be watching a lot of this racetrack today. As everybody knows, 24 degrees of banking here on both ends of this racetrack. 9 degrees of banking as you go down the backstretch and the front stretch, but there's not a lot of stretch in that. 62% of the driver's lap is spent turning that wheel. Wheel input going into and out of these corners. Into turn one, there are some bumps. Yes, it will upset the car. You want to avoid those. Down here in turn three, you also have some bumps you need to be careful about as you're driving down towards the bottom of the racetrack, which a lot of these guys will do at the beginning of the race. The racetrack is as gray as Uncle Chick's beard, and I'll tell you, it's still got a little bit of black in it from the tire wear that we had earlier in the day. I'll be talking about two different bridges today. The turn two bridge, when you exit, that is a pedestrian bridge. I'll refer to it as the turn two bridge, and the turn three bridge, which is right at the entrance to turn three. We're going to have a great afternoon here today. Looking forward to being your eyes and ears all afternoon long. I'll bring them out of the middle of turns one and two all the way down here to middle of turns three and four and hand them back to the guys upstairs.
It is a perfect oval, the banking both sides the same. The straightaways, which they are straightaways, banked, and I don't think people can really understand unless they're standing there and getting a really good feel for it, how steeply banked the front straight and back straight are, and how as the drivers keep their cars tucked to the wall and then they dive down towards turn one or turn three, I mean, you are flying downhill. And they talk about the roller coaster effect. They start down that hill, they start to feel light, like you're in a roller coaster going down a steep run.
And like the Chicago street course, we talk so much about walls on both sides of the racetrack. The Monster Mile is no different. If you hit that outside retaining wall on a straightaway, you are going straight down the banking. You're going to hit another wall as well.
It is a self-cleaning racetrack. And again, they have a big wall on the inside because here at Dover, they also have a horse racing track right in the middle. So that gets protected by that inside wall.
Very tight pit road here at the Monster Mile. We've got two very capable pit reporters covering both sides of it. At the entrance of pit road, which has a slight curve in it, let's start things off with Heather DeBoe.
Well, a couple things I'm going to be watching, or a couple drivers, I should say, is the two young drivers making their debut here in the Xfinity Series, and that's 20-year-old Jake Finch and 21-year-old LeVar Scott. Now, Jake Finch, he's the son of former NASCAR team owner James Finch, and today he's going to be behind the wheel of the number 17 Hendrick Motorsports entry. Now, with that kind of opportunity, as one could guess, a lot of pressure comes with it. There's a lot of eyes on Jake today to see what he can do, and when I asked him about how he's going to handle that pressure, he said, "This is a huge career moment for me, but I just need to do my best right now to manage my nerves and take deep breaths. But he said his goal for today is to run all the laps and not make mistakes on pit road. Now, he raced here in the ARCA series and won in 2023, but this is the first time he will be doing live pit stops. So he said in order to avoid mistakes on pit road, he said he needs to be conservative. There is a lot to lose, but not a lot to gain by trying to push it. But ultimately, he's just hoping that he can be there at the end of the race and gain confidence through today's event. Now, for LeVar Scott, who is from Carneys Point, New Jersey, just about an hour away from Dover, he's making his debut here in front of his home track crowd, his friends and family. He said there's so many here that he can't even count them all, but LeVar currently races in the ARCA Menards Series and is third in points. He had an outstanding Xfinity Series practice, finishing top five on speed and qualifying 22nd, and I caught up with him just after that qualifying run, and it was really cool to witness. I saw Ryan Truex, last year's winner, give him a fist pump. Also, his PR rep showing him a text from Team Alpha Prime Racing GM Tommy Joe Martins, who texted, "For the biggest moment of LeVar's career, he absolutely crushed it." Now, LeVar said he believes some of that success can be attributed to his experience here in the ARCA series, but the biggest difference between those two cars is the amount of power that these Xfinity Series cars have. He said he had to learn a lot about what he has to do with his feet and how it really affects the car. He said there's so much power that 10% too much throttle will get you really loose. So that's something he already adapted to immediately, but he said his biggest goal for today is to continue learning and hopefully finish the race on the lead lap. Brett McMillan.
I got another guy, yes, he's pretty young, that I'm going to be watching, and his name is Carson Quapel. And last time we came to Dover, that was his coming out party. He finished second here in his second career start in the Xfinity Series. This year he comes in sixth in points with eight top tens, including four in the last six races. He told me the difference between last year and this year is night and day. He says the biggest difference for him is his feel for what the car needs and what the tires need. More importantly, though, he's now getting back to tracks the second time. He told me that there were so many times he'd get out of a car over the last year and go, "Man, I just wish we were running in again tomorrow because I know so much more now than I did this morning." He says that he really would love to get a win and seal that spot in the playoffs. But what they're really working on now is consistency, and they have been incredibly consistent this year. He has not finished outside the top 20 since Phoenix.
Speaking of Carson Quapel, six drivers, a record six drivers, have won this season for Junior Motorsports. That broke a record of five from Joe Gibbs Racing, and certainly Carson Quapel would like to up that record to seven.
No question about that. We're getting closer and closer to pre-race ceremonies as we're getting set for today's Bet Rivers 200.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
In Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know on or off the racetrack. Whether you're there for NASCAR, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play and so much to explore, Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visitlasvegas.com for more. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway as we continue our pre-race coverage for the Bet Rivers 200. I'm here now with Justin Allgaier, who had a fast first lap in qualifying. You set yourself up for seventh, but then you got into the wall. A lot of damage to the car. What did they have to replace, and how are you going to get from the back to the front now?
Yeah, super lucky to have a great team like we have at Junior Motorsports here. And you know, our district Chevrolet was really good in practice, and that first lap was a good lap. Unfortunately, the second lap was going even better until the exit of turn four. So, you know, a couple of body panels. It looked like a tail panel and a right front fender. And from there, just kind of, you know, making sure everything was back to where it needed to be at. You know, we spend a lot of time in the shop to make sure that the tolerances are super close. And, you know, having such a great team behind me, you know, we were able to get all the tolerances back to where they needed to be at and, you know, make all the right decisions. So now it's just about getting track position, you know, making the right decisions all day, having a great day on pit road, and you know, hopefully we can put ourselves in position to battle it out at the end.
That's Justin Allgaier, who originally qualified seventh, but will be dropping to the rear today. Brett McMillan.
I'm here with our pole sitter, Taylor Gray. You guys have absolutely hit your stride lately. Four of the last five races, you finished in the top 10. What's been the difference for you guys?
I mean, we show up with speed every week, right? It's just crap luck, things happening that aren't going our way, but I feel like, you know, the luck has turned around a little bit, and we are clicking off some consistently better finishes. So I can't thank everyone from Jacobs Racing bringing me a really fast Operation 300 GR Super, as fast as Xfinity Mobile. So just you know, try to maintain clean air here all day. I feel like it's super important here, and you know, see what happens.
All right, he's got that great starting position on the pole, Heather Dubow.
And Ross Chastain making fourth of five starts so far this season here in the Xfinity Series, getting some last-minute stuff done here to his cool suit. But this is your best start here at Dover. What do you think made the difference for you today?
Driving the Acceptance Chevy for Junior Motorsports, it's a game-changer for sure. So the whole reason I wanted to put this program together for my five races to run over here, and you know, one of my pit crew on the number nine and my spotter up on the roof was so we could go compete for wins. And I think for us, the Acceptance Chevy team, what I felt in practice was really good. Very respectable qualifying effort for me at these places. Like you said, this is the best, and I've been in some good cars here. So I can see the front, and if we stay up there, then we'll have a shot at the end.
All right, that's Ross Chastain, who rolls off fifth today.
By the way, with Connor Zilich winning last week at Sonoma, Chevrolet has now won 11 consecutive races. That matches the all-time record in the Xfinity Series for a manufacturer. The record set by Chevrolet in 2000 between the first Dover race and the second Bristol race that year. In 2000, 11 consecutive wins from six different drivers. How about these names? A blast from the past. Jeff Green, Todd Bodine, Ron Hornaday Jr., Kevin Harvick, Ron Fellows, and Jason Keller. Back then, they were the top dogs on the what is now the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, they were. Mark, earlier you had mentioned the six drivers that have gone to victory lane for Junior Motorsports. They include Justin Allgaier, Kyle Larson, who was actually sitting in for an injured Connor Zilich at Bristol Motor Speedway, Sammy Smith, who won Rockingham. You've also got Connor Zilich himself, Daniel Suarez, and Shane Van Gisbergen. Now, Ross Chastain was telling us the last time he joined us in the booth, he really wants to win in one of these number nine Junior Motorsports cars. Daniel Suarez did it in a backup in Mexico City. Shane Van Gisbergen, of course, did it on the Chicago Street Course. I can promise you Ross Chastain wants to join that group and become the seventh different driver at Junior Motorsports to win this year.
By the end of the season, that number could be eight, right? Because Carson Quapple, Ross Chastain can add to it. And again, the old record was five, held by Joe Gibbs Racing. racing. So Junior Motorsports in record territory, and there's only still one direction but to go up. They still got two bullets left in the gun.
Yeah, they do for sure. We've got 200 laps of racing here today at Dover Motor Speedway. As we mentioned, the sun is shining. The Xfinity cars did go out and practice and qualify today. They have track time. No competition caution in this race here today. Just 200 laps of excitement here on the Monster Mile. And to get things started, we will go now trackside with pre-race ceremonies, which will be underway here directly.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Cesar Rodney High School Air Force Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from St. John's Episcopal Church in Little Silver, New Jersey, Reverend Eve Y. Chamberlain.
Before today's prayer, on behalf of NASCAR and the Speedway Motorsports, we offer our condolences to the family and friends of Rex White, former NASCAR champion and Hall of Famer, who passed away this past Friday. Now join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, God of many names and no name, we thank you for the opportunity to be in this special place where we will hear the roar of miles and the zoom, zoom, zoom of these exquisite machines. We ask tonight that this event be blessed. Keep the drivers and their crews safe and focused. Give us all a sense of joy and shared excitement as we celebrate the power and the spirit of this friendly competition. This we pray in the name of all that is holy. Go in peace, and let us say together, Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from Dover Air Force Base, Airman First Class Dalen Joseph Mollett.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gay proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And that'll put the wraps on our pre-race coverage. When we come back, the command of fire engines for the Bet Rivers 200.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just the night race. It's Bristol, baby.
From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
7. That's the number of regular season races left to set the 12-driver NASCAR Xfinity Series playoff field. And today, Dover may paint a large part of the playoff picture. Justin Allgaier holds a 59-point advantage headed into today's race and is one of only two drivers to win here twice. The other driver is the one who won here last year, Ryan Truex.
Truex takes the white flag.
Crash behind him. It's going to be Justin Allgaier, and it's going to bring out the yellow flag, and that will effectively end the race. And for the second year in a row, Ryan Truex comes to his home track, and he'll leave with a Monster of the Miles trophy.
That was not as easy as last year. Halfway through the race, I was like, God, I just feel like crap. Like, I'm running 10th or whatever, and after dominating last year, I just kind of felt embarrassed. Like, I just felt like I wasn't doing my job good enough. I've never won a race like that where I wasn't very good and just stole one, so this feels really good.
Joe Gibbs Racing holds the most wins here at Dover with 15. But it's hard to best the junior motorsports team with 10 victories this season with 6 different drivers. Connor Zilish scored a win on the Sonoma Road Course last weekend, but feels equally prepared to win here at Dover.
You know, we won at Pocono, which is a semi-oval, and we've finished in the top 5 the last 7 races. So, you know, I don't feel like I can't do it on ovals, and, you know, it's honestly, I don't want to say annoying, but, you know, getting asked, you know, oh, you're going to struggle on the ovals now. Like, I feel like I'm proving myself and getting better and, you know, getting to a point where I feel like I'm contending for wins at a lot of the tracks we go to. Obviously, there's somewhere I need to do better at, but, you know, for the most part, I feel like we've been contenders everywhere we've gone lately.
Zilish now ties Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill for most wins on the season. Hill feels he benefits from the great relationship he has with teammate Jesse Love.
It's always nice to have teammates that you can work with and you can count on and rely on. There's times in the race where it's like he has a run or I have a run and we have to take the run, and it might disconnect us for a little while, but we normally somehow find each other again later in the race.
So the plot thickens today at Dover in the Bet Rivers 200. And every lap is here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
He dominates 2 years ago, as you just heard, Ryan Truex. He steals one a year ago. Can he win 3 in a row? One of the big questions going into today.
If he does, it'll be a great storyline. This weekend, Sam Hunt Racing. Joe Gibbs Racing, the primary Toyota team. And in the Xfinity Series, you have Sam Hunt Racing. Let's go back trackside with Mike Bagley to introduce the command for today's race.
Here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome NXT North American champion, Ethan Page.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Two drivers failed to qualify for today's race. They are Glenn Reen and David Starr. Starting 38th, Nick Lights in the DexterDry.com Chevrolet. The Camp Barnes Chevrolet of Garrett Smithley rolls off 37th. 36 will be Kaz Grala in the Ferguson Chevrolet. Kyle Sieg starts 35th, the IMS Ford. 34th, Ryan Ellis in the Englert Silas Services Chevrolet. The Rita's Italian Ice Chevrolet of Josh Balicki starts 33rd. 32nd, Ryan Truex to the New Jersey State Police Toyota. And starting 31st, Christian Eckes, the Campers and RV Mobile Medic Chevrolet.
Then taking the green flag 30th, Daniel Dye, the Champion Container Chevrolet. Then it's the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet for Josh Williams, 29th. 28th, Jeremy Clements, the BG Crane Services Alliance Chevrolet. Then it's the Fixture Lid Chevy for Parker Retzlaff in 27th. 26th, Anthony Alfredo, the Lanita Specialized Chevrolet. Then it's the LH Construction Chevy for Leland Honeyman, 25th. 24th, Blaine Perkins, the Werner Chevrolet. Then it's the Clark CW and Son Chevy for Brendan Poole, 23rd. 22nd, making his Xfinity Series debut, LeVar Scott in the Mongoose Power Solutions Chevrolet. Also making his Xfinity Series debut in 21st, Jake Finch, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet.
Rolling off 20th, Dean Thompson, the Thompson Pipe Group Legends Toyota. Ryan Sieg will start 19th in the SIAPS Ford. Matt DiBenedetto starts 18th, the Viking Motorsports Chevrolet. 17th, Sammy Smith, the Pilot Chevrolet. Rajah Caruth rolls off 16th in the Events DC Chevrolet. 15th will be Austin Hill, the Titans Risk Solutions Chevrolet. Carson Quapple starts 14th in the Bass Pro Shops Clarions Tech Chevrolet. Sam Mayer 13th, the Audubon Ford. Jesse Love rolls off 12th in the Whelen Chevrolet, and Sheldon Creed starts 11th in the Friends of Jacqueline Ford.
Now the top 10 for the Bet Rivers 200 outside of row number 5 in the Fast Track Auto Transport Chevrolet. It's Jeb Burton to his inside cousin Harrison Burton starts 9th in the Morton Buildings Ford. Moving up to row 4 on the outside, 8th on the grid in the Sound Gear Toyota, it's William Sawalich. 7th, Justin Allgaier, the Registic Chevrolet. Moving up to row 3, starting 6th, Eric Almirola, the Young Life Toyota. Then it's the Acceptance Insurance Chevrolet for Ross Chastain in 5th. Brandon Jones will take the green flag from 4th, the Menard Schultz Toyota. Then it's the Carolina Carport Chevrolet for last week's winner, Connor Zilich. He goes off 3rd. And now the front row on the outside, the Big Machine Label Group Chevrolet for Nick Sanchez. And on the pole for the second time this season and for the first time here at Dover, Taylor Gray, the Operation 300 Toyota, his speed 152.685 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the Bet Rivers 200 here at Dover Motor Speedway.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance.
800-419-1971. 800-419-1971. 800-419-1971. That's 800-419-1971.
Cars are rolling off a pace road, pit road. Cars are rolling off a pit road behind the pace car. How about that for a little reset? We are getting start for the We are getting set for the start of the Bet Rivers 200 from Dover Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway, where the cars are lined up behind the pace car, and they're about to come down pit road and set the tachometers, which is what they have here in the Xfinity cars, to make sure that they have their pit road speed limit down. Before they do that, let's go to pit road and survey our two pit reporters and find out who they think will wind up in progressive victory lane. At the exit of pit road, we're going to start with Brett McMillan. What do you think, Brett?
I like that car that has a lot of winners this year, and it's kind of an all-star car for Junior Motorsports. Today, Ross Chastain's the guy who is piloting that car and will pilot it into victory lane.
All right, they'll be happy to clean up some watermelon off the front straightaway, I'm sure, should that hold true. Heather DeBow, what do you think?
Well, I like that pick, but I'm going to go with a different Junior Motorsports driver to get the seventh different driver to victory lane for Junior Motorsports and get his first win here in the Xfinity Series, and that'll be Carson Quapel to victory lane.
Carson starting 14th on the grid today. Half of the field coming into the view again of Mr. Pat Patterson.
Yeah, we're watching him roll around here off of turn at number four now, headed back to the start-finish line. A lot of safety vehicles out there. This is a very, very physical racetrack. We can't emphasize enough the speed you carry into the corner, how it pushes you down in the seat, the G-forces that affect you from the drop into the middle of the corner, and the side forces that force you up towards the wall. It's a handle all afternoon that you have to fight for and stay focused with. Got a lot of young drivers in this field today. Got some young drivers up front. Would love to win here at Dover. It's going to be fun watching them have this physical battle amongst a lot of guys that are anxious to take home a Monster Miles trophy.
So to update you on some of the things that we'll be looking for this afternoon, stage one ends at lap 45, stage two at lap 90, at which point the race becomes official, then 110 laps to the end of the Bet Rivers 200. As Brad talked about, pit road speed 35 miles per hour. The pace car will run 45, being driven today by Jason Brownlow. Our NASCAR flagman is Andy Ashbeck.
Looking forward to a big one here. Right now, the sun is shining here at Dover Motor Speedway. There is the potential maybe for a threat of rain, depending on what type of summer showers are around and whether or not they hit us. Once we get to the end of Stage 2, that could make a race official. I only say this, Mark, because once we get to the end of Stage 2, if there is a cloud anywhere near Dover Motor Speedway, the intensity is just going to ramp up.
They're going to race like they're getting to the 200th lap, even though it may be just only lap 93 drivers in this race. That's all that have been to victory lane for the Xfinity Series here at Dover, Delaware. Justin Allgaier twice. We talked about Ryan Truex winning the last two races. Let's not forget Cole Custer. He went to victory lane here in 2019.
And Justin Allgaier among those three.
Actually,
drivers.
Cole's not in the race. Only two guys. I don't know why I mentioned Cole Custer.
That's all right.
All of a sudden, there we go.
That's all right. Justin Allgaier, one of three drivers who will be dropping to the back. He was set to start seventh. Unapproved adjustments. He actually hit the wall on his second lap of qualifying. Nick Leitz, who was set to start 38th, that's where he will stay, dropping to the back. And Jeremy Clement, set to start 28th, he'll drop to the back as well. All of those unapproved adjustments.
Want to remind you that seven drivers so far have been locked into the playoff for for the Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Connor Zilich, Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, Nick Sanchez, and Sammy Smith. That leaves five drivers in on points. Currently, they are Sam Mayer, Carson Quapel. They are well above the cut line. Sheldon Creed plus 54, Taylor Gray plus 22, Jeb Burton plus 16. Just underneath that cut line, Harrison Burton. And you have to drop down to minus 50 for Ryan Sieg, minus 66 to Dean Thompson.
When we start the race and the green flag drops, we will head into eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
One other quick stat going into this race, Carson Quapel has completed more laps than anyone else on the Xfinity Series this season. He has missed only three laps out of 3,093. Next in line, Jeb Burton has failed to complete all but five laps.
All right, we're going to stay under the caution flag right now, and the pace car is going to take him around at least one more time before we get the one to go. After the rain we had earlier, some weepers on the front straightaway, and some of those weepers coming out of the seams of the concrete, some of those, quite honestly, Mark, appear to be coming out of the underside of the safer barrier. So with rain that came down and canceled Cup Series practice and qualifying, the sunshine quickly dried this concrete racetrack, but all of the nooks and crannies and the things in the shade, they want to make sure they get dried up, and NASCAR is confident that we'll get the green flag out in short order, which is why they did send the cars off of pit road and under the pace laps. Now, this should not affect their Sunoco fuel mileage. They could not go quite to the end of stage number two, but really, really close on something like that if someone wanted to try some strategy. The bigger question on that, Mark, with this concrete racetrack that is now washed off and completely fresh, you're not going to want to stay out there on those Goodyear tires, because initially this track is going to be ultra abrasive. You can't afford to wear those tires all the way down to the cords.
You certainly want to get a really good look at that first set. Some people are going to be in great shape. Some people kind of in between. Somebody's going to be on cords heading down pit road. By the way, for the Xfinity fastest lap of the race, we've had 19 races, 13 different winners. Justin Allgaier has done the fastest lap for Xfinity five times, Jeremy Clements twice, SVG twice, and after that, we got a whole bunch of guys that have done it once apiece.
Well, he better make a lot of fast laps, because starting at the back after initially qualifying seventh, he's going to have to get to the front pretty quick. And with lap times clicking off here, Mark, at around 25, sub-25 seconds, 200 laps can go by in the blink of an eye almost here at the Monster Mile. You have to take every opportunity you can, restarts being another one of those, but the one thing you can't afford to do in traffic here, you can't afford to be a part of someone else's mistake. You especially can't afford to create your own.
No doubt about it. And if you're the leader of the race, you have to be careful. You have to have a car good enough to go to the bottom, go to the top, to get by these lap cars so you're not breaking up your momentum as little as possible. And as you talked about, this track, you are flat flying. Again, I cannot begin to describe, because we can't do it on radio and do it any justice, just how steeply banked the front straight and back straight are. And these cars stay up against the wall, and then they dive down to the bottom of turn one and turn three. And, I mean, they are just flying when they drive down into the corners.
Pat Patterson, we're about a lap and a half away before we get under green. And when we talk to drivers about the sensation of speed at a racetrack, the Monster Mile here at Dover is one that comes to the top of just about every driver's list. You watch them come right in front of you through those corners in three and four. How hard are they hanging on to these cars?
Well, I'll tell you, it looks awfully demanding. I talked about it being a physical racetrack, and just the G-forces alone when they land. They talk about landing in the middle of the corner most of the time down at the bottom of the racetrack. The G-force just pushes you down into the seat like somebody's on top of you. Then you got the side force that shoot you up next to the wall. It really demands a guy that, number one, is in great physical shape, but number two, mentally can prepare to deal with his tires. Yesterday in the Arca Menard race here, we had a really serious crash as a right front tire wore out. I think it was Brent Cruz that had that happen to him. It was a hard wreck here. There are no light hits here. And the other thing that Mark talked about just a few minutes ago, when something goes bad on any place on this racetrack, A lot of times we'll see guys three and four rows back start to check up because they're trying their best to stay out of what's coming at them. It's hard to do, and lots of times they spin themselves out. So it is a monster, no doubt, start to finish, and it'll be that this afternoon.
You know, sometimes they come up with nicknames for racetracks, and you go like, okay, okay.
Yeah, that was crafty.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. But when they call this thing the Monster Mile, they've got the right name for it. Again, the speeds are monster, the wrecks are monster, and victories here are monstrous as well.
Yeah, by the way, Brendan Butterbean Queen celebrating with a Miles the Monster trophy yesterday after that victory at Waffle House, which is a tradition for him. We're going around at least one more time. It looks like they've got those weepers dried up, so we should be coming to one to go as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway for today's Bet Rivers 200. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow joining us in the turns. Pat Patterson covering pit road, Heather DeBow and Brett McMillan. And this time, Mark, we are coming to one to go. Taylor Gray, Nick Sanchez will be the two drivers leading the field to the green flag on the front row. And you can feel the anticipation building here on this one-mile concrete track.
You talk about a transition for the Xfinity Series. Look at what you have up front in this race. Taylor Gray, Nick Sanchez, inside of row two, Connor Zillage. I mean, this is the coming of the future superstars in this sport, not only at the Xfinity Series, but one day at Cup.
All right, Pat Patterson, they're coming out of turn number two, pointed straight at you. What are they looking like as we get ready to start this race?
Well, as the field goes under that turn two bridge that I talk about, lights are out on the pace car. The first five rows, as we'll set them up this afternoon, look like this. You got a pair of Burton boys on row number five. Harrison to the outside, Jeb is right there. Row four, William Swalich will line up right beside this year's champ, Justin Allgaier. It'll be Eric Almirola in row number three with Ross Chastain. Row two, Brandon Jones and Connor Zillich. And on the front row, as you just mentioned, Nick Sanchez and Taylor Gray. The fans are on their feet. They're going to give these drivers a monster wave this afternoon as they come around to get the green flag. And we're about to turn them loose at the Monster Mile.
Again, stage one will last to lap 45, stage two, lap 90, then 110 to the end of the Bet Rivers 200.
There we go on the outside. Taylor Gray takes his Toyota Supra. Big jump on Nick Sanchez. Taylor Gray is going to be able to clear him. He'll drop down to the bottom as they race into one.
And that was a great start for Gray. As he works the very bottom of the racetrack, paints that line, comes under that first bridge I talk about down in turn number two. He'll lead the field by about four car lengths here into turn number three over the 48 of Nick Sanchez. Side-by-side battle there for the third spot.
That's Connor Zillich inside. Brandon Jones on the outside. Also right there, Ross Chastain and Eric Almirola.
Boy, those are four fast cars, and they are side-by-side with each other. Jones to the outside. Zillich working to the inside. Behind him, it's Eric Almirola staying tight with Ross Chastain. They stay two by two. That battle rages through three.
Taylor Gray has broken away with a lead. Nick Sanchez is catching him, but we'll follow this battle for third again. Brandon Jones on the outside of Connor Zillich, and they will hang door to door as they go to one.
Oh, that's exactly right. They stay door to door. Now Sanchez moves a little bit, or excuse me, Connor Zillich gets the jump over.